It has been said that the best things in life are free, and that thought is the inspiration behind our Commercials for Nicer Living Project version 2017. We asked you to tell us some of the things that make life just a little bit better, things that money cannot buy. And then we asked you to write ads for those things in 120 words, just like you'd hear on the radio. More than 2,000 of you took up our challenge, and from your suggestions, we picked just 5 to produce, like commercials. Susan Stamberg is here to present 2 of them. Hiya, Susan.
Hi.
This is an updated version of a project that you came up with. I want you to remind us of the original Commercials for Nicer Living project.
Okay. In 1972, which was before you were born, Robert, for our non-commercial radio program, we asked listeners to write ads, not for toothpaste, deodorant, toilet bowl, cleansers, but for things that really mattered to them, experiences or ideas, people, and we called them Commercials for Nicer Living. We produced some favorites, and we played them on the air, just for fun. And it was so much fun that our program librarians got to thinking, let's bring it back.
So that's where we are, and what were some of the ads that people wrote this time around?
Well, I'm going to go alphabetically. Babies, balmy breezes, birds, bonfires, books, burnt toast, coffee, clothes, fresh out of the dryer, generosity, laughter, letter writing, and it goes on.
Wow, and I understand that you had a team of judicious NPR staff to winnow through the submissions, but you alone, Susan Steinberg, cast the deciding vote. What did you pick?
Well, I can't tell you. You have to hear one.
Hi, your dog here. I see you're sitting down reading a magazine. Have you given much thought lately to ear scratches? Here, let me help you by nosing aside that distraction and positioning my head right under your hand. There, isn't that better? My silky fur and the way I'm closing my eyes right now have been clinically shown to bring down your blood pressure and add years to your life. Wait, no, don't pick that back up. To get the full benefit of ear scratches, doctors recommend continuing for 90 consecutive minutes. Oh, all right. How about 3? Ear scratches. Yeah, that's the spot.
That doggy ad, yeah?
Of all the bodily sensations that we could come up with, that's the one
that
we're advertising right here.
And it was written by listener Carrie Ghosh in Columbus, Ohio. Now, here is a clue to the next one. Okay. What do you call the silence after a commercial about dogs?
I give up.
The pause.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
All right, I've recalibrated my standards for the next item.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Are plain old knock-knock jokes just not funny anymore? Is the classic, why'd the chicken cross the road, not getting laughs like it used to? If so, try puns. Yeah! Puns come in all types, such as, what do you call an alligator in a vest? An investigator.
Oh,
or if a friend starts telling bird jokes, remind him, toucan, play at that game. Go try puns.
Side effects may include groaning, your friends getting annoyed, wanting to make more puns, making puns in random conversation, forgetting other kinds of jokes existed, and people judging you. Ask your common sense before trying puns. If the situation does not call for them, it may result in many disgusted looks.
If you're in need of a new kind of joke, try puns. They may be cheesy, but the results are great.
Oh, they're not great, but they were grated, is what
great.
He means. I see.
It's the highest form
it
of humor.
It really is the lowest form of humor, isn't it? Yes.
Maya Kurana in Chicago wrote that. Robert, you want to hear some more? I have 2,000 of them.
No, because we don't want to squander all the joy at once. So we're going to reveal the other 3 commercials for Nicer Living next week on the program. Susan, thanks for joining us and for exposing us to these commercials for better living.
You're most welcome.